Are you struggling with irregular periods, mood swings, or headaches and just don't know where to go for help? Girl, I feel you and I'm so happy you're here. I've been where you are and I've now learned how to heal my hormones. If you are ready to finally get to the root cause of your period problems, mood swings, yes, even postpartum, and lack of sex drive, then grab your notebook and pen, or crayon if that's all you can find, and get ready to listen in. And welcome back to another episode on Hormone Healing. I'm your host, Dominique Andreoli, and building off of last week's episode on why do I have low sex drive, today we are going to talk about specific tips to increase sex drive and increase your testosterone and estrogen. While there are many, many different things, and I could go on this topic for longer than this episode, here are just some of the top tips that I will give you today that hopefully are simple and easy that you can take away with. So first of all, kind of like I talked about on last episode, which by the way, if you have not listened to the last episode on why do I have low sex drive, I highly recommend you pause this episode right now and just go back to the previous episode and listen to why I have low sex drive, because I am a firm believer in before you can fix your problem, you first need to figure out why you have the problem, right? You can't go fix something until you know what's broken. When you bring your car to the shop because the engine is making a really weird noise, you can't fix the engine until you first figure out what's broken and causing that noise. So that is the same thing with our bodies as well. So before you go further into, okay, here's some tips to fix my sex drive, go back and listen to the episode, why do I have low sex drive? It's a quick one. It's about 15 minutes, really short and sweet. And then once you've listened to that episode, come back over to this one, hit play, and let's get right into it. All right. So first thing first, as kind of discussed in the previous episode, libido is not a thing, right? We kind of talked about that. We kind of talked about the different kinds of libido that there are. A healthy libido, so now that you listened to the other episode and you know what libido is, a healthy libido is something that you can't just turn up and down, but it is something that you can consciously cultivate. So how can you cultivate it? How can you cultivate your libido or your sex drive in order to increase your hormone, testosterone, and estrogen levels? Well, friends, here are a few really quick tips that you can take away and see if they work for you. First, cuddling in bed. And you might be like, seriously, I don't have sex drive. I don't want to be in bed with my husband. Okay? I don't want to be in bed with my husband. Well, what I mean by that is not necessarily having the doing the deed in bed, just cuddling in bed. You just lay next to each other. You could talk. You could watch a show together. He could maybe brush your hair. He could tickle your back. You could just kind of put your arm around him and fall asleep. Just cuddling in bed, because that automatically increases oxytocin, which is the love hormone, and in turn, also increases testosterone. So just doing touch, physical touch alone can increase it. So even if you're not feeling like you want to do the actual deed, then just lay in bed with each other, lay on the couch with each other, cuddle up with a nice blanket and a cup of tea, let him put his arm around you and watch a movie. That's it. And be upfront with him. Tell him, you know what? Today I'm not feeling it, but I really want to make sure we're working on it. So let's just cuddle. Dominique told me that cuddling increases oxytocin and testosterone. So let's just cuddle and hopefully we can keep working on this relationship, right? Communication is key always with your husband. All right. Tip number two, if you are somebody who is overweight, being overweight is associated with low testosterone. So losing weight if you are somebody who is overweight, and doing it in a healthy way, not going on any crash diets, not going on any, you know, fad diets, not doing 1,000 hours of exercise a day, doing it in a healthy, sustainable way that's going to balance your hormones while losing weight. And this is what I teach in my course and in my coaching that I do. So that's just a side note. If you want to try losing weight on your own, absolutely feel free, but make sure you are doing it in a healthy way that is going to balance your hormones and get you to a healthy weight. Low testosterone and diabetes are highly correlated as well. So those who have diabetes are more likely to have low testosterone. So balancing your blood sugar, I have a whole other episodes in season one that talks about how to balance your blood sugar, but essentially you want to make sure you're eating a fat, a carb, a protein at every meal. And by that, I mean a wholesome carb, a whole grain, or a fiber carb. By the protein, you want a lean protein. You don't want to just aim for the fried foods all the time. A nice lean protein, lean cuts of beef, chicken. If you are vegetarian, tofu, things like that. Healthy fats such as nuts and avocado and olive oils. Those kind of things. Those are all examples. So a healthy fat, a wholesome smart carb, and a lean protein. You want to make sure you're eating those three components at every single meal. You don't want to just be eating protein. You don't want to just be eating carbs, and you don't want to just be eating fats because it's going to spike your blood sugar. So make sure you're incorporating all three of those components in order to help better balance your blood sugar and lower your chances of diabetes, which will increase your testosterone levels. The next thing is lifting weights. And you might be thinking, oh my God, lift weights. I don't want to look like some buff master at the gym. Lifting weights, however, will help you naturally burn fat. It's going to help you slim down your body because it increases your metabolism because it builds muscle, and muscle burns more calories, and helps keep your testosterone levels in a healthy range. Okay, studies have shown that lifting weights helps to keep your testosterone levels in a healthy range. And don't worry about building big muscles and looking like a man, because our body produces much smaller amounts of testosterone. So there's no risk of becoming bulky unless you are somebody who is on all of the illegal steroids, which I do not recommend. Tip number 5 is vitamin D. A study published in the Journal of Hormone and Metabolism Research suggests that vitamin D supplementation increases testosterone levels. So, while you can eat foods high in vitamin D, they can help. Most food sources do not contain vitamin D. Vitamin D has been added to it. So the most natural way to increase vitamin D and therefore increase testosterone levels is to get it through the sunlight. Most experts recommend getting about 10 to 15 minutes of daily direct sunlight exposure without wearing sunscreen. I'm not saying go to the beach and let yourself burn like a lobster in the sun. But if you are outside in your backyard, or you're at maybe going for a hike or a walk or something, 10 to 15 minutes of daily direct sunlight without wearing sunscreen should be enough to help boost your vitamin D levels. Zinc is also another one that can help increase testosterone. Most people in the US do not typically have a zinc deficiency. But if you are somebody who is struggling with low sex drive, maybe just go and check and see if your supplement has zinc on it. And if it doesn't, maybe try to find a supplement that does have zinc in it. And also keep in mind that not all supplements are created equal. I do teach you how to look for a proper supplement and what you should be looking for in a supplement in my coaching programs. So if you have questions about that, just let me know. Also, liver detox. Liver detox is tip number 7. Tip number 7. Liver detox is a powerhouse for your liver is a powerhouse for producing testosterone, because it actually produces the enzyme that aids in the production of testosterone. So, according to research published in the Journal of Gastroenterology and Hepatology, testosterone levels dropped up to 90% in those who had liver disease. 90%. Testosterone levels dropped up to 90%. That means that your testosterone levels are pretty much non-existent at that point. If you are somebody who's struggling with liver disease, so therefore, don't wait until you have liver disease. Sometimes your liver is just a little bit overworked, maybe with the toxins in the world or the alcohol that you're drinking, or you might not even be somebody who drinks a lot of alcohol. It could just be the daily exposure to whatever your environment is or things that you're eating. So just doing a basic liver detox can really help to bump up your testosterone levels. And liver detox is a little bit more in depth. There is a little bit more that goes into it. It's not just drinking green shakes every day. So that would be a whole different episode and a whole different topic. And I also, again, I have phase number 3 in my coaching program is all about how to properly detox your liver and detox your body, because it is that important. Detoxing your liver and making sure you have a healthy liver is so important when it comes to your health, especially your hormone health. And tip number 8, since testosterone is made from cholesterol or fats, which I kind of touched in the previous episode, it should be no surprise that if you aren't eating enough healthy fats, you are likely not producing enough testosterone. Ladies, let me ask you this question. Are you spending hours a day on Google or socials trying to figure out how exactly to get rid of your headaches? Or wondering, why are my moods all over the place? Or how do I even relieve my PMS? I see you, okay? And I know you're feeling overwhelmed and confused by the whole thing, because I did too at one time. I literally spent hours each day trying to figure out how to track my cycle and get rid of my PMS. Literally, I'm not even kidding you, hours. I did not want to struggle with my debilitating effects of birth control or imbalanced hormones or any of those things any longer. And yes, while sure, I did eventually figure it out, all that time spent trying to learn it on my own was just stealing from my time that I could have been doing other things, like being with my family, for example. I want you to know that you do not have to waste hours surfing through Google or social media just to find mixed or vague information that confuses you. I invite you to come and learn what the power of balancing your hormones can do for your health, physically, mentally, and emotionally. I myself have had balanced hormones, yes, even while being postpartum, for nearly 3 years now. And honestly, I have never felt physically or mentally better. And it's not just affecting my own life either. My family is flourishing in turn because of it too. My energy has never been higher. My mood is stable. And honestly, bonus, I have hit so many of my fitness goals because of it too. With my Master's of Science in Nutrition with a focus in hormones, pronatal health and certifications and personal training certifications, and countless years of experience, I am so ready to help you. This might be the answer you've been searching for. You want to make sure you're incorporating some healthy fats. Don't avoid fat. Fat is your friend. No, you don't want to be eating all the fat in the world, but seriously, all these bad connotations around food that the world tries to tell us, you know, all these diets where they say, oh no, we're going carb free. And oh no, I can't eat fat because it's bad. Listen, God made carbs, God made fat, God made protein, all of those things for a reason, because our bodies need them. So make sure you are getting enough healthy fats, because healthy fats make testosterone. Okay? Healthy fats make testosterone. So make sure you are getting them in, especially if you are somebody who is struggling with a low sex drive. Again, I talk more about what kinds of healthy fats you should consume in my coaching program and course. So if you want more information on that, just send me a really quick email or check out my website. So there you have it. 8 tips to increase sex drive and increase your testosterone. Just to wrap it up really quick. 1, cuddling in bed. 2, if you are overweight, then losing enough weight to be in a healthy weight range. 3, balancing your blood sugar and preventing diabetes. 4, lifting weights. 5, increasing your vitamin D. 6, making sure you are getting zinc in. 7, detoxing your liver. And 8, making sure you are eating healthy fats. There are other ways too that you could increase your sex drive. There are certain supplements, there are certain libido packs, there are other kinds of things that I highly recommend as well that I tell to all my coaching clients. If they are still struggling, even after they've implemented these things, that I can also give you and I can also teach you, because the goal, remember, is that sex was created to be a good thing. It was created to be pleasurable. So let's get your sex drive back in a healthy, natural way. And I will talk to you later. Did you learn something?
I did learn something.
Leave me a review.
Leave me a review.
Still looking for more help? I created a hormone balance plan that is easy, natural, and doable, because that's what we need as busy moms. And I'm ready to share everything with you in your one-to-one hormone healing coaching. Check out the show notes for links and more details. See you inside.